Developing Listening Skills. Listening, a PowerPoint lecture. C. Listening for main ideas, page 46.
Okay, could someone please turn off the lights? Good, thanks. Now, can everyone see the slide? Good. Now, we've been talking about emigration from one country to another, but emigration isn't always from a country. In this first slide, you see a map of the state of North Dakota in the U.S. We're going to focus on this part of the state, western North Dakota. 100 years ago, North Dakota had something that many immigrants were looking for. What do you think it was?
Was it farmland?
That's right. North Dakota had land, and that land attracted many immigrants from Europe, especially from Norway and Germany. They left their native countries and moved abroad. In North Dakota, they planted wheat, and they built houses and new towns. Nowadays, however, more and more people are leaving North Dakota, especially the rural areas, and moving to other states in the U.S. But before we get to that, let's look more closely at the reasons immigrants left their original countries and went to North Dakota in the first place. This second slide shows one important reason: trains. By the early part of the 20th century, trains had arrived in this part of the country, so travel was easier. And when the railroad companies finished building, they sold their extra land, and they sold it cheap. The U.S. government was also selling land at low prices, and there were even ways to get land for free. You just had to live on the land for 5 years, plant some trees, and do a little farming. Easy, right? Well, as you'll see in this next slide, life wasn't easy. The family that used to live in this house left a long time ago. That's because after the 1920s, North Dakota had several years of very dry, very windy weather. The economic crisis of the 1930s made things even more difficult, so many farmers had to sell their land and leave. This next slide is a picture of Corinth in the middle of winter, a town that once had 75 people living in it. One of the six people who still live in Corinth today is a farmer named Melvin Wisdall. Melvin is 83 years old. And though his two sons are still farmers, Melvin's grandchildren will probably emigrate. That's the trend in North Dakota. There aren't many jobs, and there aren't many people. But that's not the whole story. This picture was taken at the North Dakota State University in Fargo, and it looks like a nice place, doesn't it? In fact, some people are moving to North Dakota, but they're moving to the larger cities, not to the small towns. So, what is happening in the small towns? Well, some people are trying to fight the emigration trend and preserve the old communities. Here, you see the Mystic Theater in Marmoth, North Dakota. Every year, they invite poets to come here for the Cowboy Poets Weekend. That's right, a whole weekend of poetry from writers in the western states, and it's a big event. Sadly, though, experts think the changes in North Dakota aren't just temporary, they are permanent. They don't think these small towns will grow again. Are there any questions?